Good morning. 7:34 a.m. October the 23rd, 2013. A chilly Wednesday morning. Push the headset back here. 16 minutes, okay. It'll be something under 16 because, of course, that includes the stop to take the picture. So, yes, good first mile. Can tell I'm a little bit pantish this morning because I was pumping right along with the tunes and feeling spry for an old guy. Pretty fly for a white guy, pretty spry for an old guy. Yeah, that's me. Pretty spry. Blah, blah, blah. My tongue has not had a lot of exercise this morning, so it's probably going to be a bit chokish. So yesterday I got some of the audio work done. I don't have it all done yet. I got to get back in the booth today. The challenge is going to be working around the workman. Because I can't remember if it's today or tomorrow that the squirrel guy comes. Now, Abby Hilton thinks this is hysterical that I'm being held up by squirrels. That statement, which conjures up a picture of a bushy-tailed squirrel with a shotgun and me standing there with my hands in the air being held up by a squirrel. But we had squirrels in the chimney, and last week the guy came out and installed a squirrel baffle so they can exit, but they can't come back. So I think it's either today or tomorrow that he's going to come back and take the squirrel baffle down and then rebuild the wall where they dug through it. If it's not today, it's tomorrow, in which case I'll have squirrel day tomorrow. Tonight is also sprinkler night. My sprinkler maintenance fellow is coming this afternoon at 5 o'clock or so to pump air through the lines to blow the water out of my sprinklers before they freeze solid and break over the winter. And while we have had some pretty good frosts, the ground hasn't frozen yet, so under the ground, the water is still liquid, and sprinkler head should be in good shape, unless the guy who came and aerated the lawn rolled his little aerator over them and broke them. In which case, if he did, I'm going to be on the horn to True Green to complain loudly. So yeah, there we go. Yesterday I continued work on, in addition to doing the audio stuff, I continued work on bringing the pieces together to do the Hermit of Lammas Wood. I renewed my account over on NaNoWriMo.org, backfilled the winning books. I need to go back and put in South Coast too, but I also need to get that cover art put together for that. Maybe I'll do that if they're banging on the walls. The taking down of the squirrel baffle isn't going to make a lot of noise or take a lot of time, but they've pretty much destroyed a couple of runs of siding, and everything from that point down is kind of punky and rotten. So the guy's going to replace it all. He's going to do that for me. Of course, I'm going to pay him for his service and his materials. But yeah, he has the tools and the expertise that I do not. So this is how you delegate. I will be the prime contractor on this job, and he will be the subcontractor. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Anyway, I guess the big news yesterday was going around the interwebs was a post from someone who is the annoying librarian, who isn't really all that annoying, who is rather dismissive of ebooks in general, and the fact that just anybody can publish, and everybody who can publish doesn't mean people should publish, and blah, 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 blah. You know, if every indie author who ever read those lines, just because you can doesn't mean you should, if every indie author got a buck for every time that was posted, that'd be a lot of money, because there's a lot of indie authors. But it's also been posted a ton. That's what people keep saying. Just because you can't, doesn't mean you should. Well, you know, I'm sorry. If there's a market, people are going to come. If there's a market, people are going to populate it. And not all of the people who populate a market are going to be purveying the finest quality goods. It's just the nature of the beast. And on the other side of that was a post that Passive Guy pointed to that was sort of the other side of the tsunami of crap. I don't know what it was called. It was a tsunami of awesome or something. I don't know. And it really does go back to you really can't find a bad book. You can only find a book you don't like. And that has always been true. You can always, since I was a little kid, I could always find a book I didn't like. Cold. My fingers are still cold. I've been wearing my gloves the whole time and my fingers are still cold. There's still a lot of leaves on the trees. We haven't lost a ton yet. I suspect the next good wind or the next serious rain will pretty much strip them down. Notice there's one tree in my morning photo that has been largely denuded. Most of the others still have most of their leaves, which is kind of cool. So I think if I'm right, this weekend is fall back weekend. I don't know what that's going to do to my walking schedule, but we'll see. Maybe it'll get me back out at 6 o'clock, because 6 o'clock will be the new 7. In terms of sunlight. What a glorious morning. It's clear, sort of. Every once in a while I spot a fuzz of cloud out of the corner of my eye. When I look directly at it, it sort of blends into the background. There's a low-lying haze out on the horizon. Now there's clouds off to the southeast too, so yeah. It's not perfectly clear, but it's a gorgeous morning. Sky is not deep blue like I would normally expect this time of year, but it's a lovely shade, monk pole, of pale blue. Oh, I called the library, or I contacted Peter Dirk at the Far Library yesterday, too. And he doesn't have the room set up yet. He expects to have it set up around noon on Friday. And apparently the locals are going to have a potluck Friday night. Of course, nothing that, you know, it's like, no, I'm not going to go to a potluck. It's in the evening. B, it's a potluck. If I'm going to go over there in the evening, it's going to be to go over there and write. And not to stand around for an hour. That's 1,000 words. So, yeah, that's not happening. As much fun as it might be, it's not happening. So by the time noon rolls around on Friday, I should have a good 3,000, if not 5,000 words already done for the day. I'll go over there and give the room a spin. Take my netbook with me. Oh, I found a 9-cell battery for my Asus on Amazon, oddly, for like $28. So, free shipping. It'll be here tomorrow. And that'll give me a chance to charge it up over the weekend. Get the box ready for riding on the road. I still haven't got my replacement marble mice. I'll need to do that before November. But everybody in my family is going to do it, so it's going to cut down a lot on the kinds of obstruction that I usually get. So if my wife is doing it, my kid is doing it, then it'll be, everybody knows it's NaNoWriMo. This is the month we write with abandon, and we abandon everything else. So I'm setting up my EVE Online queues so that the training times will, you know, the things that I need that take a month to train, I'll toss them in the queue. I've got one character who's almost ready to go into command cruisers. And I'm on the back side of training all of the leadership skills. You know, I could have trained that before they did the last upgrade. And then I would have had the command cruiser skill. I wouldn't need to be going through all this. But having the command cruiser sub-skills means I can also use the appropriate links and really get some decent boosts going. So that's good. It's worth doing. My other guy has, what is he working on? Kaldari Battleship 5. That's got about 2 weeks to run. So somewhere in there I'm going to have to log him in November. Change his skill queue over. But he has all the battleship skills, so perhaps what I'll do is, since he's a missile guy, maybe I'll train up whatever it is to give him Rattlesnake. That'll be cool. Which has little to no interest for most of the people who are listening to this, although I suspect PC Herring will be amused. Let's see what else. That's it. Yesterday was a good day. Yesterday I got some stuff done. Yesterday was a nicely balanced day. It was not too fragmented. It was not too head down doing one thing all day. I got pieces of progress. Pieces here, pieces there. I still need to record the Furious Call. Getting in the booth and recording these lines for Abby Hilton makes me remember that. And I also owe PC Herring, speaking of PC Herring, I also owe PC Herring some lines. But I'm trusting he will let me know when I become a bottleneck. And if the squirrel guy comes today, then I'm not going to be doing that anyway. So yeah, things are lining up. Things are coming together. I'm exploring various scenarios in my mind for the month of November. How is it going to work? How is it going to play out. How do I want it to play out? Visualization. Be the change. Be the change I want to see. I broke a fingernail yesterday, and unfortunately I think I'm going to get a hangnail out of it because it went all the way down to the quick on one side, and it's hurt ever since, so this is not good. Having a bunged up finger while I'm trying to type fast is problematic. With any luck, things will be calmed down by the time I have to actually write like the wind. Seventeen and three quarters, almost 18 minutes for the second mile. That's not bad. Get back in the swing. Get back in the groove. I'm good with that. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.